With chum salmon surging through much of western Alaska, commercial openings are having dramatically different effects, from a price spike in Kotzebue to frustration along the upper Yukon. Jim Menard oversees the Kotzebue subdistrict for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Even though it's still early in the season, he says the commercial forecast for chum is already halfway met, but the high numbers may have more to do with economics than biology. Though a decently strong run, the price per pound of salmon in Kotzebue is up to 78 cents.
The average price last year was 27 cents, so we're almost three times higher, which has resulted in a much greater fishing effort.
Menard says he hasn't seen this many permits fished for commercial salmon in Kotzebue in about 20 years, after the price peaked in the late 80s. But it's a different story along the upper Yukon. During a teleconference arranged by the Yukon River Drainages Fisheries Association yesterday, fishery managers reported the first Chinook, a healthy female, made its way to Whitehorse, Canada, yet another sign that the Chinook run in the interior is nearly over. That should mean openings for subsistence users targeting chums, but many callers, like Andrew from Fort Yukon, say weather is keeping people from getting the fish they need.
Water levels have been fluctuating a lot, but slowly dropping to normal levels and below. Weather's been real cold and windy.
Several callers from middle and upriver communities like Galena's Fred Huntington also challenged fishing game managers on the decision to open commercial fishing in the lower Yukon, even as upper river fishermen deal with lingering subsistence restrictions and thin chum returns.
I mean, I'm not the only one I'm speaking for, but there's a whole bunch of people up here pretty frustrated because they're not able to fish, and right now the water's so high, nobody's getting any fish whatsoever. We're all the way through the whole summer, and I harvest three chums.
Managers responded by explaining their decisions for commercial openings are not ignoring subsistence needs, but rather an effort to employ different strategies along thousands of miles of river. Jeff Estenson with Fish and Game says the department is canceling a commercial opening plan for the lower Yukon because strong southwest winds over the last week and a half pushed an early group of fall chum right into the mouth of the river.
We want to be able to look at spreading the harvest out a little bit. And as we've been saying all along, that, you know, we really are looking to get some of these early fall chum run upriver for subsistence. Just by skipping a couple periods in both districts, this is going to allow us to spread the harvest out a little bit, and more importantly, to get some of more of these fish up rivers.
Those fall chum are genetically distinct from summer chum. They're bigger, more oily, and head further upriver to spawn, which helps fill fish racks in the upper river all the way into Canada. Summer chum, by contrast, do not travel as far from the ocean to reproduce, and so far their returns in the Norton Sound have been strong enough for managers to extend commercial openings.
The plan was to have like a super period to try to mitigate for a lot of the foregone harvest opportunity on chum salmon at the start of the season when they're commingling with the king salmon. So we were trying to protect them at the front end of the run. Now we don't need to protect them, so now it's like, okay, we can provide some more opportunity to try to make up for that.
Biologist Scott Kent says recent high water and bad weather not only stopped most of Fish and Game's counting projects in the Norton Sound, it's also effectively halted the commercial harvest. So managers have shifted a 48-hour commercial harvest opening this Thursday evening at 6 o'clock until Saturday for the entire Nome Subdistrict.